Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
It's Grand Slam weekend, you guys. Could be the first time Ireland clinch one in Dublin, and I suggest you get on board the World Service now in order to fully embrace the occasion, because we've been building up all week. Hey, Murph.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
In fact, if you sign up now, you will be in the inner circle in time for Friday's full match preview.
Wow. You can't make a better deal than that, Owen.
Yeah, we're all Monday morning quarterbacks, but it's also good to be a Friday morning
hot take merchant
coordinator.
Yeah,
take merchant, offensive coordinator. I was trying to think of the person with the vision in advance of what's going to happen, as opposed to quarterbacking after the event. In the meantime, you can enjoy the thoughts of Connacht's director of rugby, Andy Friend. We had Andy at a live show at the Liberty Hall last year, where he absolutely blew the crowd away with his just general soundness and his extremely passable Eddie Jones impression.
Oh, I might. Eddie Jones. There you go, mate.
Extremely passable, to say the least, Murph. That could have been Eddie Jones himself.
Really, really very good. It's almost like he spent a lot of time one-to-one with Eddie Jones, which he actually has. That always helps, I find, when doing an impersonation. Intimate knowledge of the person you're impersonating.
Andy was back on the show this week. We were talking about Bundiaki, who has put a turbulent season at Connacht behind him to play a significant role for Ireland in the Six Nations. And the main topic of conversation was a man who's won two Player of the Match performances this campaign, scored one try against Scotland, was involved in the other two against the Scots. The man Andy Friend himself brought over to Irish rugby from Canberra in the first place, Mac Hansen.
To me, his real weapon is his work rate and his reading of the game. Like he's tireless in the way he just, you know, you watch him, if you were just to put a camera just on Mac and just watch where he runs and how he runs and what he's looking for in both attack and defence. He's busy. He's as busy as a bee, that bloke. But sometimes he doesn't get rewarded for the work that he's doing. But more often than not, because he reads the game so well, he pops up in the right area. And I think it's a real credit to Mac, but I think it's a credit to the Irish team in the way they've got those boys playing. They've basically given those wingers licence to run, licence to roam. And if you've got quick players with skill, you want them with their hands on the footy more often than not. So that's what he's currently doing. But I'd agree with you. I think he is changing, you know, the paradigm of wing play and adding another dimension to it. I think he's a joy to watch. He's a joy to, you know, I'd buy a ticket to go and watch Mac Hansen play and just to sit back and watch him, you know, move off the football, because that's some of the most impressive stuff you'll see as well.
Yeah, you signed him knowing he was a bit loose, in your own terms. Did you sign him in spite of or because he's a bit loose?
I don't go looking for looseness, but we are what we are, aren't we? You know, you can't change people. And I don't mind a bit of cheeky loose. That tells me you got a bit of character. It's as long as the loose is controlled. And that was the feedback I got from a good mate who knew Mac because he served him at the bar, and from a young bloke who served him at the bar, that he was a good loose. Like it wasn't a nasty loose. You know, sometimes you can get loose and it's unpleasant, and you know, it's there to cause harm and to upset and to annoy people. Mac's loose is there's just a casualness about him and away he goes about things that I think brings good energy, to be honest with you. It can upset some people, but you got to be who you are. But and you see that in the way he plays. He plays with a looseness where he'll dare to do things that some people wouldn't dare to do because he backs himself. So maybe I don't think it'll become a recruitment tool that will go searching for looseness. But I think when you get it, as long as it can be harnessed, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, well, it's great from our point of view in the media. You know, you even saw him this week where he's talking about the English. And I think he prefaced it by saying, I probably shouldn't say this, but, you know, there's a fair bit of hatred there, isn't there? And I don't know, are you tearing your hair out when you see him step in front of the mic?
No, not at all. Like, I don't, because you know what he's going to say is what he's thinking. And, you know, often, I think Mac would be the first to put his hand up and say he's not the deepest thinker on some things. He just tells you what he sees and tells you what he thinks. And listen, no doubt through the course of his career, he will say things that will upset people and headlines will be made of it. But there's no malice met with it. And that's probably the thing that people have got to realise. You just got a bloke who's been honest. And I reckon too often in sport in particular, we just have robots that get up there and you know what they're going to say before they open their mouth. And Max...
In Irish sport, I would say as well, Andy, you know, it's over the years, I kind of feel like that's been programmed and we nearly come to expect it as fans that there can be an uptightness sometimes. And yet you see the likes of Mac Hansen, James Lowe is very similar. Finley Beelham, Finley Beelham was giving some great interviews earlier on. Unfortunately, obviously, he's gotten injured, but he seems like a fascinating character as well. So I don't know if it's something that is being imported that maybe, you know, it is nice to have these different backgrounds and people who think about the world a different way.
Yeah, and everyone's entitled to an opinion. And I think the most important thing, you know, if something is said that offends, well, I don't think there was certainly never an intention to offend. Max certainly not trying to offend anybody. He is just what he is. And, when you see him step up the microphone, you make sure you don't take your eyes off the telly nor turn the volume down because you never know what's going to come out. But, the way he speaks is an insight into the way he thinks. He thinks rather broadly, and he'll tell you what he's believing, and I think that's a positive thing for sport.
Yeah, I feel as well that characters like, well, Beelham has even touched on this, that he's getting the best out of himself because he feels he can be himself in the environment in both Connacht and Ireland. And I feel the likes of Hansen, Lowe and Beelham are maybe better under yourself and Andy Farrell than they might have been elsewhere, that it takes a certain coach to unlock a certain personality.
Well, I think there's real merit in what you're saying there. You know, someone asked me about 6 months ago, if you could leave a legacy, what would it be? And my legacy, I said, listen, I'd love for players who coached under me to be able to say, I was able to be who I am. And I reckon, you know, because we are all different. And who am I to tell you should be thinking this, or you should be doing this way? You know, we're all come from different backgrounds and we've all got different thoughts around whatever. We all do things differently. And to me, that's what makes a footy team. That's what makes a team, when you get all these different characters and this diversity across the plane and the staffing group. And they're able to share their experiences and the way they think. So I'm a big believer in not trying to dampen down anybody's character. In fact, more to that, try and bring it out and say, be proud of who you are. You know, make sure you celebrate that and make sure you share who you are. There are boundaries. There's got to be boundaries. You need to have that in life and you need to have that in a footy team. So just don't step outside those boundaries. And, you know, I call it a bandwidth of acceptance. Make sure you stay within the bandwidth. But you can be up the north end or the south end, doesn't bother me, but as long as you're within the bandwidth, just tell us who you really are and we'll enjoy it. If that's what we're seeing with the Max and the Finlays and others, then brilliant, because that is exactly what I reckon we should be able to harness within a rugby program anyway, because then you get the best person out there on the footy field. Yeah. You know, if you're able to be who you are and what you are, then you're going to go out and deliver your best performance, I believe.
Yeah, I thought Mac probably had his best game for Ireland as well last weekend. And I was just wondering, you know, he took the ball at out half. He popped up at centre on the wing, obviously. He had the assist for the Jack Conan try. And he kind of looks like an all-star Southern Hemisphere out half. And I was just wondering, I know you signed him as an out half, or he was registered as such. could you see him being like second or third choice out half for Ireland at any stage? And have you thought about using him there?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule him out of playing anywhere on that back line. Like, he's got the capacity to slot in anywhere from 10 to 15 he could play. And again, my mate who owned the bar, his message to me was, friend, he's a brilliant 10. I think his best position is 10. And he was a 10 himself and a very good 10. So
let's go with that barman's opinion, Andy.
Yeah.
He seems to know his rugby.
Listen, he does know his footy. And, we talk rugby whenever we get together. We talk rugby all the time. And he said he was a good footballer himself. He definitely gets it. I'd have no issue seeing Mac Hansen wear the number 10 jersey. I think where he is at the moment with that license to roam and the way Ireland are playing, it really suits him because he'll pop up wherever he wants to pop up, and he's got the capacity to read the game well enough to pop up in the right spots.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With a great reaction to Monday's football podcast, which many of you will have heard when Ken put the Gary Lineker tweet into its proper historical context, a lot of people, though, Ciarán, forget another controversial Lineker tweet. This one from April 2021. Agree with much of this, said the Match of the Day presenter. Regarding an article by Ron Kennedy.
Yep.
Oh, well, he was retweeting Ken's piece, arguing that Trent Alexander-Arnold should be playing in midfield for Liverpool rather than being hemmed in at right back. Very different times now, of course, with Liverpool out of the Champions League and maybe not getting back into it next season. So Ken has dusted off his Trent Alexander-Arnold to centre mid idea with a little bit of Christopher Columbus trivia thrown in.
I don't know what they're waiting for, Rowan. Me, you know, from my position, I come at this, the angle from which I come at this is, you know, I'm a believer in talent. I'm a believer in freedom. I'm a believer in creativity. I'm a believer in the mentality that we can always be better. And that sometimes it's not immediately obvious. I mean, this to me is
I hope you guys
obvious.
Are taking notes at home. This is just great stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes people, I mean, I told you before about the Columbus egg, right?
Yeah, of course, Owen. But maybe just
about who?
Just
about what?
In case Owen's forgotten.
The Columbus egg.
No, I've forgotten.
The Columbus egg, Owen.
I can't remember if I said it to you before. Did I say it to you before?
No, I don't think you have.
I don't think you have. No, these things normally.
Well, basically, Columbus discovered America. I mean, so, you know, he obviously claimed credit. You know, other people, maybe. Other people were obviously there. It was like, hello, did we not discover it before you? Right. But anyway, he obviously was. He led an expedition, which was one of the first high-profile expeditions to report, yes, there's more land over there. And for this, he was obviously feted. A lot of people were heaping up credit at his feet. And he was at a party one night when he was out with a lot, you know, he was at someone's house, I suppose, with a lot of people. And people were kind of saying, yeah, you know, you're America or whatever, but like, it was actually, people are going on as though you're like some big deal, when actually it was really simple what you did. All you did was, you know, and someone else would have done it immediately, or, you know, anyone could have done that. Would it be fair to say anyone could have discovered America? And Columbus said, no, of course not. And everyone was having a go. And Columbus said, all right, okay. I know a way to settle this. And he goes, see this egg? And he whipped out an egg from somewhere. And they're like, yeah. And he said, I will give, I don't know, whatever. He made some big bet. Like, anyone who can make this egg stand unsupported, on the table, stand there, kind of, you know, it's a just an egg. You know, I can't remember what the bet was, but, you know, he was betting like a man. And so everyone said, ooh, okay. So everyone was pretty drunk at the time. Everyone started trying to do this, you know, trying to stand up the egg and so on. Now, what would you have done?
To try to stand it up.
So you were at this party. You've had a few drinks. Columbus.
Yeah, well,
Columbus
I would
has
say
offered
that it's
like
impossible to make an egg stand end on end. So
Columbus
I'm just not
has offered
over
three
my money.
Shiploads of pieces.
Did
of
he
egg.
Explicitly rule out? Did he explicitly rule out the option of placing it into something like an egg cup or whatever equivalent was around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, if you come and put it in an egg cup, he's like, well, I mean, that's not obviously, you know, the egg has to stand on the table.
All right, well, I'm out of ideas.
Not in an egg cup.
After the egg cup,
what would
you're
you
out
do?
Of ideas.
What would you do, Murph?
I would not put any money down on this impossible to do bet.
Oh yeah, but you've been slagging Columbus, saying, oh, you know, you're not all that. Anyone could have done that.
Well, I mean, you crashed into the world's second biggest landmass. Congratulations!
I would have said this egg
That's
thing seems
to
totally separate.
Egg.
Yeah, from what you are claiming to have done.
Well, everyone. Okay, long story short,
try sailing around America. That's an achievement. That's what Magellan did. Now there is a man.
He didn't sail around America. I mean, he sailed past America.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, come on, sailing around suggests you've gone
all the way around, but he got from like one side of America to the other.
Don't say around. If you don't mean around, don't say around.
Well, he did sail around.
So everyone has a go.
Anyway, listen, we've got back to the egg.
Everyone's had a go, and everyone now there's egg everywhere. And it's a real mess.
It's early,
and everyone's looking at Columbus, going, "Oh well, I mean, this is you're winding us up. This is nonsense." And Columbus steps forward. Takes an egg, and with a wonderful, practiced, smooth air of confidence, what he does is he takes the egg and he just wraps it down on the table, such that the bottom mm-hmm. of the curve of the egg is suddenly flattened out because he's just sort of he's broken the thing, and it sits there on the little, you know, circular indentation that's been made by this little, and everyone is like, "Oh well, I mean, anyway, we all could have done that." He's like, "Yeah, but you didn't though, did you? You didn't do it though, did you?" You know, it seems obvious to you now. It seems really obvious to you now, but for some reason, nobody thought of this. For some reason, I'm the guy who came along and had to show you how you make an egg stand on the table. You just wrap it down a little bit, break it tiny little bit there, and there we have. And that's why the story of the Columbus egg has passed into legend.
So if me granny had balls, she'd be me granddad.
No, it's not if me granny. 16th, no, 16th, I don't even know where you. I don't know where you're getting if me granny had balls. It's got nothing to do with that. It's an idea, it's a solution, which is simple, but. And obvious in hindsight, everyone is kind of scratching their head going, why didn't we think of that? And all I'm saying is, we've got a Columbus egg situation here. We've got an egg sitting in the right back position where he's getting repeatedly minced. We've got nothing in the midfield position which could do with a bit of energy, creativity, all these types of qualities which he has. And I'm just saying, is there a solution here, an obvious kind of solution that's staring everyone in the face? Look, you know, again, I don't think I've spoken about this before on this podcast.
No, Columbus egg is brand new. Love it.
Okay, well, I guess we'll leave it there.
I'm
but
convinced.
Look,
okay, Grant, Trent Alexander midfield. Throw the egg into centre mid.
I really want an omelette for lunch.
Did you have that omelette in the end, Murph?
No, it wore off.
No.
I mean, I tell a lie. It was not. I was today's day. Today was not entirely egg free. I did wander down to my local cafe and had an all-day breakfast around 1 o'clock. I mean, I'm sorry, Yod, I'm sorry. It's just, I know it's not the healthy option, but
so
it was
did.
The tasty
so you had,
option.
You did have the omelette then. Well, not the omelette, but you had
yeah,
some
I had I had an egg, yeah. I would have had, yeah.
Big, greasy fried egg.
I'm sorry.
That's good for you. And of course, we discussed the big football news of the week.
I'm going to tell you something. I have three idols in my life. Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and Julia Roberts. Okay, this is my three idols. So Julia Roberts years ago came to Manchester, not in 1890 with Sir Alex Ferguson, win the titles. Came in the period like we were better than United this 4 or 5 years. She didn't come to see us. Whatever happened, even I win the Champions League, we'll win it compared for the disappointment I had. So that you have to know it.
Who knew Pep was such a big Steel Magnolias fan, Murph? Not me, not you, probably not anyone outside the...
He's a big fried green tomatoes guy.
Loves it. Absolutely loves it. There's a grand slam in the offing. Everybody sign up now for all our coverage on secondcaptains.com. €5 a month, plus a little bit of VAT, depending where you're based in the world. The Second Captains podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Network.
Thanks, Murph.
Network. Ah. Thanks,
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.